Hello, Carlo. How are you?
Pretty good, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. It's Monday, right? All day. But
all day long.
Yeah, I'm like, man, it's Monday already. Just kidding. I know you've been speaking here with Tara, my representative, you know, and she just does such an amazing job at explaining, you know, the real basics of the program. I was taking a look right now at the notes that she sent over to me. Now, Carlo, I believe you recently took over the company, right? You had a partner?
I started my own company, yes, ma'am. I co-owned Clearview Frameless in the past, so now I'm on my own with Superior Custom Glass. So,
wow. Okay. So now you're on your own with Superior Custom Glass. Okay. I kind of caught the end of it when you were telling her if you kind of wanted to be closer to home, not traveling so far.
Yes, ma'am. It's just because, you know, I mean, I thank God that I left with builders, contractors, and referrals. So I get roughly a good, like, I can't even tell you. I'm not exaggerating. I get a good 4 calls a day. And that's why I don't even have a website. It's just
right.
Word of mouth, and the builders keep me busy. But, I mean, I'm also going all over the place. I mean, San Antonio, you name it, back and forth. And I would like to take over more of my area. This is where, you know, closer to home.
Because
right now I'm like down South Austin, Wimberley, Texas, you know, and it's still a drive for me, but I mean, it's
worth,
you know.
I mean, if we can get you a book of business closer to home, I mean, that's even more ideal is what I'm hearing. And we can do that. Now, as I'm looking through the notes here, I know Tara mentioned you don't have a website. I did see, however, it looks like a Home Advisor listing, Angie's Leads. I mean, one now powered by Angie.
I signed up for Angie's because we used to have it in the past, and I have Thumbtack, Angie's, just to have extra income coming in, and really I haven't gotten much from it. Really, just probably one lead.
Really? That's surprising, because usually what I hear, because we work with a lot of their clients as well, and I mean, usually what I hear is, I'm getting too many leads.
What's funny is I get them without anything, but, you know, it doesn't hurt. I want to be, and on the Angie's list, I think I only have like a 40-mile radius on there. That way, I want to be closer to home. That's the whole thing with Angie's list.
Okay.
I want to get known out here. So.
Now, I know Tara put in the notes that you're wanting more of the frameless shower doors is what your focus is right now, right?
Yes, ma'am. Easy money in and out. I mean,
how much do those usually run, like on an average, would you say? I'm kind of curious.
So it all depends, ma'am. I mean, let's say 1,200 and up, something small like one piece, you know, 900.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's very profitable, you could imagine, so.
Yeah, I'm just curious because, I mean, I know things depend, right, on whether it's one or what have you, but I mean, because I use shower curtains, right? But I think it's interesting to have the shower, you know, the frameless shower doors, because I think it looks more elegant, right? It's a great way to beautify the home and what have you, especially, you know, the bathroom when you're doing, you know, redoing construction in the household. Now,
yes, ma'am.
And you definitely have photos, right, of some of the before and after pictures, I'm assuming, of the work
of
that you've done. Okay.
Of course. I saw my Instagram. Since I don't have a website yet, I mean, it's all
Oh, you do
my
have
Instagram.
An Instagram? I saw your logo. I saw the logo photo. In fact, I'm
Which
just
one?
Taking a look. I saw it. It kind of has the crown, right?
I saw
it on your Home Advisor
list. I have like three of them. I've been paying the graphic designer back to back. I have like three logos right now. And,
no way.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, wow. So which is the one that you like more?
I don't know. I mean, I paid, I think my original one that I paid, the first one, it's a gray and white. It just says Superior Custom Glass. And I paid a graphic design for like a king holding a glass cutter.
Okay.
And it doesn't look too professional. It looks like some Mortal Kombat stuff.
I actually see it on your thumbtack, right? I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't matter. It is what it is. It's Austin. Who cares? So.
And I'm looking at the pictures. Very nice work. Wow.
Thanks.
Really nice work. Oh my gosh. Great photos. Okay, so let's get to the price, right? Because I know that's what you're waiting for. The grand total. So here's what I'm going to do for you. Okay. I'm not going to lie. Typically this package, our platinum package, runs pretty expensive. But that's not going to be the cost for you. I want to share that cost with you though, only because I'm transparent like that, Carlo. I like to be straightforward. Okay. Typically our platinum package runs $599 a month. Expensive, huh? That's a lot of money, right? And typically, it does come with a one-time setup fee, okay, of $299. That's just to cover the programming. I mean, when you're looking at it, it's like just the initial investment is almost $900. I mean, that's crazy. That's a lot of money, especially for a new business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to offer you is you're getting like a 50% discount, a little more than that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring down your monthly cost. Instead of you paying $599, I'm dropping it down to $249 a month with no contracts. Okay. Now the setup fee, what I'm going to do regarding the setup fee, I'm going to take off $200. I'm going to knock off $200. So your setup fee would only be $99, the one-time setup fee. Okay. So your initial investment to get started today, Carlo, would be $348, and then every month after is a flat rate of $249 a month with no contracts.
Okay.
Now, what that's going to include, that's not bad, right? Considering where it was at, you know, original cost. Now,
bad, but my question too is how is this going to work if I don't have a website?
That's what I'm going to go over, everything that's included. Okay. So what we're going to do first is we're going to list you, I mean, what we're going to include in this package is listing you in two spotlight positions on Google. So we're going to list you in the local map section on the first page, and we're also going to list you at the very top of the page, which is in the Google Ads. The Google Ads is how we're going to target outside of your local area. But again, we're going to keep you within the areas that you want to travel to. And you can always change them if you want to target certain zip codes, cities, or by mile radius, whichever you prefer. Okay? We're also going to list you on Bing. We're going to list you on the popular directories in your area. Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB. I mean, those are just to name a few of them. And in addition to that, I'm going to include a website for you. Okay? We're going to...
No way.
Yeah, it's included.
But you guys are going to own the website.
Well, and I'm going to go over that as well. So what we do is we purchase the domain. We purchase it outright. We don't have you pay for that. We purchase it. We build the website. We host it. We maintain it. We actually attach it to your listings because we want them to be able to see the quality work that you do and get to know more about your business. Okay? Now, we also include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and we'll give you exposure on mobile devices, which would include iPhones, Androids, and tablets, okay? Pretty much what we're doing, really, Carlo, is covering all of your bases, right?
Okay.
Now, let's just say later on down the line you decide you want to discontinue services, right? I'm going to be very transparent with you because, like I said, that's the way I work.
Okay, so let me jump in there. I'm the same way. Like, I just don't like to be BS'd around. I'm not a bullshit. Excuse my language. So
it's okay.
I'm just very straightforward. It sounds great. I like what I'm hearing. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. No. And I appreciate that you're like that as well, because the reason that I'm transparent is because this way no one comes back later and says, "Hey, Nadine, you didn't tell me. I thought," you know what I mean? The website, let's just say, as I was saying, let's say a couple months down the line or whenever you decide you want to discontinue services. All we ask, Carlo, is that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due so that you're not incurring any charges. Now, any content that we created for you on Google, any reviews that you generated while you were with us on Google, none of that will disappear. However, when you discontinue services, the Google ads were not running anymore because, you know what I mean, we're not servicing it. Eventually, in the local map, eventually you're going to fall off the first page. You'll end up on page 2, 3, right? Because, again, we're not servicing that local listing. But your content doesn't disappear, right? Now, regarding the website, you have options. So we purchase a domain, right? We build a website. We don't charge you for any of that. It's something that we just do for you because it's to complement your listing, right? And you got great photos. We want to showcase them. But let's just say, you know, you discontinue. Well, you can either pay a monthly fee and we'll continue to host that website, make any changes, maintain it for you, okay? Or you can purchase a domain from us. I believe it's $99 to purchase a domain from us. And, of course, you're going to have to find someone to build the website and host it. So those would be your options, right? Just so you know ahead of time, okay? Being transparent with you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, with this, it also comes with a customized tracking and reporting system, so you're going to be able to track your results. That's super important. You're going to be able to go in at any time through your client dashboard. You can see all the keywords you're listed for, the clicks that you received, the location of the search that was performed. You can track the calls that you're getting from your customers. If you want to add keywords, you want to run promotions, or change any of your content, you can do so. Always with the assistance of your account management team, okay?
Okay.
So we have a whole team here in-house. We don't outsource it. That assists you with it all. And really, I mean, it starts with me. I'm what's considered, Carlo, the lead on the account, okay?
Okay.
Now, I want to share the timeline with you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Because it's not going to happen overnight, right? But I want to give you a realistic expectancy. So within 3 to 5 business days, your website will be completed. We'll send it to you so you can review it. Let us know if you have any changes before we have it go live, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Within 6 to 10 days, Carlo, you're going to receive, it's a PIN code that comes in the mail from Google. It almost looks like a postcard, and it'll say Google at the top. The PIN code is what's going to make you that red dot right there on the map. So you'll get that within 6 to 10 days. Within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed within all the popular directories, okay? Now, within 7 to 14 days, you're going to be listed at the top in the Google Ads. Typically, what our terms and conditions states, and we send this in writing, okay? Your business will have first page placement there in the local map section within 30 to 45 days. I will tell you, though, we like to underpromise and overdeliver. And I have seen at times that it has happened sooner. And because we know it's important, right, for you to start getting those calls, you know, directly to you as quickly as possible, is why we supplement the listing with the Google Ads within the 7 to 14 days. Okay?
Okay.
Now, excuse me, as these things are being completed, though, we are sending you notifications. So we'll notify you when you're live in the Google Ads, when you're live in the directories, when you're live in the local map. We're going to keep you in the loop, right, as these things become live, just so you're aware. And another thing that we do as well is helping you monitor your reviews. So anytime someone leaves you a review, okay, across one of the major review sites, you're going to also receive a notification so that you can see that review before it even posts. Okay?
Okay.
So, yeah. So, all of this is what we can do with our timeline and everything.
Am I able to generate leads off that? Like, there's going to be, you know, even email if you wish to speak with somebody.
Oh, my gosh. Let me do this because we're talking on your cell phone, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, if I send you a link right now, can you open it up, put me on speaker so I can show you? Okay, perfect.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to send you an example of a website, right? I mean, keep in mind it's for an electrician. I know it's not your category, But I'm going to walk you through because I know what you're talking about. You're talking about like a request form. We call those hot leads, right? When someone's like searching from work, when they're supposed to be working and they're online, right? They don't have time to call. So a lot of people, they like to email, right? So the website that I sent you, it says Morgan Electric. Okay. This is a Google compliant website I was telling you about. Now you'll see there that there's the Google logo where they could click on that to leave you a review. Click and they go directly to leave you a review, your clients. There's the click to call feature on that as well. And then you have the request form. So this is where they could fill out that information, Carlo, and then you'll receive an email with this information. So like their name, their email, their phone number, their address, and their what their comment is, right? Whatever they want to ask you. This is what we consider a hot lead. We don't want you to miss any of that. Someone's got an interest in your service. So you'll get an email with that information provided with what they filled out, right? Right below that, you see our services. So, you know, we do a slideshow of your pictures of the work that you've done. We list all of your services. We do your mission statement. We also do an about us. So it's kind of like writing a biography about your company. So that way they get to know a little bit more about you. We do the proudly serving, you know, the area that you're serving, since when. And then another added feature, do you see where it says payments right there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking at it.
Okay. So what we've done is this is an added feature now that we've started. A lot of our clients, they don't have the ability, you know, they don't have like a Square or they don't have like a QuickBooks or they don't have, you know, some type of merchant services through their bank where they could accept credit cards, right? But a lot of them have a business PayPal account. So what we've started is integrating their business PayPal account. We integrate it into the website to where they can put in the description, the amount that they're paying, and that client can either pay with their PayPal, Venmo, or with their credit or debit card, right? So it allows our clients to get paid right away rather than having to wait, right? Or having to try to figure out how they're going to get the money. So it's something new that we started and it's been working really well and it's beneficial to those who don't have, you know, means of taking or accepting credit cards or debit cards. But it's an added feature. It doesn't cost you anything. I mean, even if it's something you can't utilize now, I know we're looking to integrate it with other forms of payments, but it is an added feature. And then you have like to the left, you know, you have your map. We'll do the radius there. And then, you know, you got your business logo and all that. So that's
okay,
pretty
so
much
the
website.
Like 300 and some change to get started?
It would be 348 to get started today. Every month after that is $249 a month. It's a price that's never going to go up on you for as long as you're with us.
Okay. I'll tell you what, let's do it with it. So if I give you my card information, when can you run it tomorrow? That way
absolutely.
I deposit it, because I got four grand pending for my last manufacturing some orders, and I don't want to get it all mixed up.
No, I don't want to. Of course not. So let's do this, Carlo. Let's at least get everything set up. Let's go over your notes. We'll set up your client interview. You let me know what time to charge that card. I will not charge it until the time that you tell me. But even before that, we're going to walk through a voice verification. It'll state in there the date that I'm going to charge the card. It's for your protection, okay?
Okay.
So what is, let's see, let's do this first because I do want to send you everything in writing. This way you have it in front of you as well. And this is where we send correspondence from us too. What's going to be the best email for you?
SuperiorCustomGlass512@gmail.com. And you guys aren't any hackers or anything like that, right? You got to make sure.
No, we're located in Costa Mesa, California. I promise.
I could tell by you. I was going to ask you, are you from, like, you know, border town? Because, yeah, you have the same accent. Because I'm from Laredo, Texas, and the way you're saying my name
are
is.
You?
Yeah,
what?
Sounds like so.
Really? What, like a homegirl?
Yeah, it sounds like a home. There you go.
Are you like, are you like a chola? It's okay. I don't,
something like that.
I'm not going to lie. Back in my day, yes, I was.
Yeah, so was my wife. I can't believe it. I look at pictures. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm embarrassed.
No, you know what my husband tells me? And I'm like, really? So my husband, he's my second husband, but he tells me this. He's seen pictures of me, right? And he's like, are you kidding me, Nadine? And I'm all, what? And he goes, I wouldn't give you no play. That's what he tells me, right? He's like, I wouldn't even give you the time of day. You were chola. I didn't like cholas. And I said, yeah, well, you know what? I didn't like jocks either. I didn't like guys who played sports. I'm also, I wouldn't have given you the time of day. And he just starts laughing. Yeah. But yeah, he was wearing the cha-cha.
She's from El Paso. So, you know, we always get into it,
yeah.
El Paso and then Laredo, they're both fronteras, you know?
Yeah.
So we always clown each other on that, but she was a straight chola, man. It was pretty bad.
Well, you know, my family on my mom's side, my dad's mother's from Austin. She was born there, but of course they all migrated to Los Angeles, right? Now, my mom's family is from El Paso. So I still have a lot of family out there.
Chuco town, yeah. Yeah, so, see, but from where I'm from, Laredo and Nuevo Laredo, we're like, you know, preppy gangsters back in the day. You know, we polo'd out. And it's a different onda, you know? But
it is.
Where she's from, it's straight cholo, and we don't get along.
Yeah.
So.
It's very different. Well, opposites attract or what?
it's just the lingo, you know? Border town.
Yeah.
We relate so
different.
Much on things, so.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, it's funny because, I speak with business owners all day long, and it's, even when I'm speaking with Spanish business owners, and, you know, I mean, I don't like to offend them because I don't want to just assume all they speak Spanish. I think that's rude, you know? A lot of them, they want you to talk to them in English, right? And it's until when I say my name, like I'll say Nadine Medina, and then they're like, oh, you speak Spanish? And then I'm all, yeah, I do. Do you prefer to speak in Spanish? Only because out of respect, that's how I was taught. You speak in their primary language.
Of course.
Anyone you're speaking with, you know?
How many times I've been told, I only speak English and I prefer English. And it's like, well, I mean, whatever. Sorry for assuming, you know? Like I said, I try to be as professional as I can, especially running a business. I've changed.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Obviously, we're adults now. But, it just trips me out on some people, how they get offended by that.
Yeah, I think it's
that
too.
Or getting into fights at job sites because I'm very light skinned. Like you wouldn't be able to tell that I'm Hispanic. You would
really
think this dude's like a country ass white boy. Yeah,
you know what?
Gone down multiple times. Yep.
Oh yeah, my daughter. She's very. My daughters are light complected, and my daughter. She's like they always say that I'm not Spanish. That I'm not Mexican. And I'm like, well, honey, really, you're not. You're like your fourth generation, but yes, you're Hispanic. And
exactly.
Because she's got red hair and freckles, you know what I mean? But that's from her dad's side, you know?
Yeah. No, well, we did that ancestry stuff. I mean, my grandparents are from Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, Tamaulipas, but we're more Spaniard, but I still say Hispanic,
yeah.
Mexican. I don't, you know.
You did the ancestry, so did I. It was pretty cool, huh? When I saw mine, I have a lot more Indian, but I'm like, okay, well, I don't have, you know, more of like the border.
Congo,
but mine's more the border.
I was like, yeah, and then I got like 1% Congo in there, and I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, what a trip. Now, Carlo, what's your last name?
Guerrero.
Guerrero?
Mm-hmm.
And it's Carlo, right? Not Carlos. I just want to confirm.
Carlo, yeah. Carlo, K-A-R-L-O.
Because Carlo's more like Italian. I mean, you typically hear Italians with that name.
Well, my dad got it from a gangster movie, a mob movie.
Did
he? Got my name. Oh, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Pretty
okay.
Funny, right?
Right? Now, your phone number that we're going to list on Google is going to be the 512-952-8145, right?
That is correct.
Okay. And then the way the company name's going to read is going to be Superior Custom Glass, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, what address are we going to have Google send out the PIN code to? What address?
23150, so 23150.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Nameless, Nameless Road.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Leander, Texas, 78641.
Okay. perfect. All right. And then the next thing I'm going to do, I already sent out the two emails. So the two emails that I sent, one is labeled Google Advertising. They're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Google Advertising has everything outlined that we're including in the program with the pricing at $249 a month and then the one-time setup fee of $99. The second email that I sent you, it's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So what it's going to do, Carlo, is give you an overview of our reporting system just so you can get familiar with how the reports will look on how you're going to track your success, okay? And then what I'm going to do right now is I'm also going to send you two text messages. The first text message, it's the number to customer service. So anytime you have an update, a change, a question, a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact customer service.
Okay.
And then the second text that I'm sending, it's a YouTube video. It's about maybe 6 minutes long. So make sure to watch it because it's going to give you a demonstration on how you go in through your client dashboard and see all of your results. So it's pretty simple, but just to get familiar with it, right?
Okay.
Okay. And now, yeah, make sure you save that. And then the next thing that we're going to go over is, let's see here. Now, I know you said you don't want the card charged until tomorrow. What's the specific time that you want me to charge the card?
You can charge it tomorrow, 12, 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
I just got to make sure that $4,000 goes through on processing, and then I got to put more money in. I just picked up a couple of checks right now, so
okay.
I need to deposit.
So what time? You give me the specific time. I'll charge it, and even after I charge it, I'm going to call you right after. So what's
let's
a good
just
time?
Do 1 o'clock because I'll be
one
able
o'clock?
To cash one. I can like cash one. That way it doesn't take like a day to go through. I'll just cash one and put it in.
Okay.
That way it's there. So let's just say 1 o'clock.
Okay. Just to be safe. All right. So that's going to be at one. Okay. Now the card that you're going to put on file, is it in your name, Carlo, the business name or both?
It's both. But it doesn't say that. So it is a company account, but on the card it just says Carlo Guerrero.
Okay. No middle initial or nothing?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Is it the same billing address as the address for the PIN code to be mailed to?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4427.
Uh-huh.
4221.
Okay.
2588.
Okay.
3333.
Expiration, month and year?
0426.
Okay, and the CVV?
758.
Okay. I'm just going to repeat it back to you for accuracy, but this card is not going to be charged. And then we're going to do the voice verification for your protection. 4427. 4221. 2588-3333, right?
Sure. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then it expires April of 26.
Mm-hmm.
And then the CVV on the back is 758, correct?
Correct. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
So what I'm going to do, the next steps that we're going to be doing is I'm going to walk you through. It's a 90-second voice verification. It's for your protection. It's going to outline our service agreement. It's going to go over that the card will be charged tomorrow, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll say tomorrow's date. And then it also goes over if at any time you want to cancel your services, we just ask that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, Carlos, so that you're not incurring any charges. So it's going to go over the outline. Now, as I'm walking you through it, if there is anything you don't understand, just stop me and just say, hey, Nadine, wait, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll review it, clarify it, and then I'll rephrase it. Okay?
Okay. Well, if you could just, can you do me a favor real quick?
Yeah.
Just give me like 20 seconds. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Of course.
Just 20
of course.
Seconds is all I need to do.
No okay. worries.
All right, yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay. Anytime you need to put me on hold, just let me know. I don't mind. Okay?
No worries. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Superior Custom Glass.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Carlo Guerrero, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
I agree.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I agree.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged tomorrow's date, which is going to be January 18th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $348. So the card will be charged at 1 o'clock p.m., okay? This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th day in the discounted amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So that concludes that. So we got that done. And then just going to go over some notes. Now, I kind of want to look ahead at the schedule because we're going to schedule it's a client interview with one of the technicians, so they'll talk to you about the website, the areas we're targeting. They're going to cross all the T's, dot all the I's. This is where the magic's going to happen. It's not with me, although I believe it is, but it's not. So,
okay.
With that being said,
I was kind of hoping it would be.
You're like, I know, I'm like, my husband's all, oh, you just think, you know, it's Nadine's world. He and I, we're older, you know what I mean? I'm going to be 50 this year. So it's like people, they laugh at us because they're like, you don't think your husband's so funny? I said, no, I hear this all day long. I could care less. It's the same thing.
No way. You sound way younger than that, honestly. If I had a guess, at least, I don't know. You don't sound your age the way you're talking over the phone.
I'm a grandma of 11.
No way.
I don't think I look my age either, but I mean, I don't know. My cousins are making fun of me because I'm throwing a big party with mariachi and everything, and they're like, are you having like a cinquentañera? Like, you act like it's your quinceañera. And I'm like, I don't care, I'm turning 50. What do you think? Yeah, it's a big party.
That's awesome. Well, happy birthday to you, man.
Thank you.
Awesome.
I appreciate it.
Number.
Exactly.
Trust me, I got myself.
I don't feel it.
I call my wife, my viejita. She's 42, I'm 31. So we met 9
Aww.
Years ago, so.
My
She's
brother, my sister-in-law, yeah, they're the same. They're like 10 years apart. But you know what? Their marriage, they definitely, they're good for each other. You know what I mean? And
exactly.
She's a beautiful person. I mean, you know, my brother, he's happy. That's all I care about, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Schedule?
I mean, people.
Uh-huh.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, no, you were going to say?
No, I mean, it's irrelevant, you know, I'm the same way with my wife. It's an awesome feeling, you know what I mean?
That's
it worked
good.
Out. You wouldn't think that we were, you know, 12 years apart, but, you know, cause we're the same. We're in sync. So it works out, but
that's good.
Anyways, I'm available
tomorrow. Do you want something like around this time? So let me tell you the latest appointment I have, and what we do is we block out an hour, Carlo. It can take between 30 to 40 minutes. You don't need to be in front of a computer, or it could take a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details. So
is it like a video call, or what is it?
No, it's on the phone. They'll call you from an 877 number. So tomorrow, the latest appointment I have would be between 5 and 6 o'clock because you're 2 hours ahead of us. Right now, it's three, or actually, no, mentiras.
Yeah.
Hold on. I think you're 1 hour ahead, right? If I'm not mistaken. No. Actually, no, you're 2 hours ahead. So the latest appointment I have is between 5 and 6 o'clock. Or I could see what times we have in between. The earliest I'm looking at, so tomorrow I have an appointment 11 to 12. Well, I wouldn't be able to do 11 to 12. It would have to be after your payment goes through. So I actually have one available between 3 and 4 o'clock.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that one?
Between 3 and 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to set it up for that time. So they're going to call you tomorrow between 3 and 4 o'clock, and they will call you from an 877 number. So just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. But I'm also going to send you an email. You'll have a calendar invite. When I process your payment at 1, I'm going to call you,
mm-hmm.
okay, to make sure you got your receipt, and then I'll just remind you again. Don't forget, FYI, you have your appointment, okay? So let me get that email set up for you, and then just a couple of notes, and then we should be all set. Let me make sure you get this, because our client interview times go by. I mean, they fill up quick, and I don't want no one to snag this from me.
Okay.
Now, are you the only one who's going to be making changes to the account, or are you going to allow your wife to also call in and make changes? Or do you only want to be the one handling it? Okay.
Just me. She has her own business to take care of. So.
Oh, yeah? Aw, that's good. Go-getters, right?
Yeah, it's very hectic, man. She owns we just bought her another food trailer. She has two of them.
No
She's
way.
A chef, and her dream has always been to have food trailers, right? So
We're
doing on our property, we cleared out 2 acres at the top. We're going to make a little
food
park. But it's hectic because I'm so busy and I got to come home, help her open up signs.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
the work,
crazy.
Get the propane and then watch my kids. So it kind of. It's hectic, man. It's not easy.
I hear you. My husband and I, years ago, we used to be taqueros. It was our side business, especially out here in California. They're super popular. But when he got sick, I just kind of let it go, only because I needed to focus on his health. You know what I mean?
Of course,
it was a good hustle. It was a good hustle. I mean, it kept us, you know, it made us comfortable.
It shocked me sometimes because I get in there look, man, I haven't had a day off and I don't know when, but she really busts her butt from Friday to Sunday. And
uh-huh.
She actually went to California to visit her Air Force buddy, her and her best friend. They were both in the Air Force. So,
oh, wow.
She went to Cali. She brought me I don't know the name of the restaurant over there, but, she brought me a big old bottle of tequila that was $200 from that.
No way.
I don't know. Yeah.
What part of California?
Of our goals, man. I have no clue. Don't tell her I said that, but yeah.
Oh.
I have no clue. But that's been our thing, man. We love Mexican food. We want to go to Cali and just do the street tacos, you know, because you see it all the time on Netflix
and
documentaries.
I'm going to tell you, there's so much stuff you could do with the street tacos. I mean, my husband and I, we used to even do Santa Maria-style barbecue. So we would do the tri-tip with the salsa, and we would do, ranchero beans to go as a side. And then either they would have a Spanish rice or a macaroni salad, or you know what I mean? I'm going to tell you, make good money off of that. But
no, I'm telling you, she makes good money, dude. On a bad day, it's $800. Good days, it's $13.
Right?
And you're serious. These white people really don't know what.
Mm-mm.
They just want Mexican food around here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Us, we know what the real deal is. And she tries to, the best of her abilities. But,
That's awesome.
There's nothing border town food, in my opinion.
Exactly.
You know? I mean,
exactly.
It
it's
just
not
has
the same
flavor
huh?
to it.
It does. It does. Now, I'm putting in the notes here, so I know you have a business logo. You just got to let us know which one you want us to use. Okay?
Okay.
And then I put on here you have photos, and then as far as your targeted area, do you want to keep it within a certain mile radius? I know you sit closer to home, so what do you want to cover, like 20 miles? Do you want to cover less than that or a little bit more? Up to you.
Probably just like 40 miles.
About 40? Okay, that's definitely a good one. And you can always change it at any time, Carlo. And then do you want clients, when they contact you, can they call, text, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
All three.
All three. Okay. Now, you mentioned you have the Instagram, right? I saw Thumbtack.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have Facebook?
I do. I don't know how to work it. I really don't know.
A Facebook page for the business?
I did, but it's, I don't know how to operate that one. I really don't.
Okay. Don't worry about it. We can, cause I saw the Thumbtack. I didn't see, oh, wait a minute. Maybe this is.
So the Thumbtack, you know how I got all those awards? I recently changed the, it was the Thumbtack to Clearview. So all those reviews and all that really
mm-hmm.
came when I was with Clearview, but I was able to change the name.
I just
so
found your Facebook.
Good.
I found your Facebook. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Perfect.
I have no traffic on there at all.
It's okay. If and later on, let's say you want to start doing Facebook ads, it is something that we offer. I would suggest starting with this package first, kind of get your feet wet, right? Get used to the program. And then at a later time, you want to add in the Facebook ads, you always can at your disposal. Okay.
Okay.
But with Facebook ads, we run Facebook ads. We target certain market. Totally up to you.
And that's something you guys do if I were to call you, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Give us a call. Most definitely. And then I know we talked about frameless shower doors. What else do you want me to list you for?
So frameless shower doors, glass doors, like keywords, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Okay.
I remember when with my old company, I was kind of looking up keywords and that an SEO or somebody sent us.
Yeah,
other
we have our database, and we have the database, so you don't have to worry about that. The technician, they'll go over all of that with you because we're going to use the most relevant keywords pertaining to your services. Now, is this just for residential only? Do you also do commercial? Do you want me to notate that or no?
Yeah, we do commercial. I mean,
okay.
You know, if a hotel needs glass doors or something.
Right. Okay, perfect. All right. So I got all of that. Now, it's not a requirement. I always ask out of habit. Do you have a license and insured or in the process or not required where you're at?
Well, since it's not required in the state of Texas.
Okay.
But, I mean, I could look into that. I mean.
Well, it's not even a requirement to be on Google, just so you know.
It's not, because I filled out everything on the Thumbtack, my background, so on and so forth. As a license, you don't need a license to be a glazer, so.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want me to list glazer on there? Because I know that's another way people search. Okay, that's what I want to make sure.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of the darn word. I have a friend who does that. He did all the stuff for, he works with a company that did everything for the stadium for the Rams.
Oh, yeah. I used to work for the union and all that. It's just this money, I mean, not to scare you, right? I mean, I don't want it to sound like price gouging, right? But typically a job could be $12 to $3,500,
mm-hmm.
depending on glass upgrades. So if I charge somebody $12, it's only going to cost me $200 to get the glass. So I'm making anywhere from $8,000 to $1,000.
That's
depending
good.
Depending big or small within the hour, you know what I mean? And I try to
That's
do three
totally
a day.
That's totally good. That's good. That's really good. That's what I'm telling you. When we were taquitos, we used to make bank. I'm not even joking. We used to make
good
money.
So if you do go with the frameless, argue with as many glazers as you can because the price could be cheaper. They're not paying nowhere near what they're charging you. So they're trying to make
gouging,
anywhere from 800 to 1,000.
And it's not price gouging. You know what I mean? You're running a business. You got to think about, I mean, everything that goes into that, the traveling time, all that. That's why when I was a business owner, when they would tell me, oh, you can't come down on the price. No, I can't. I mean, it's the same amount. I'm shopping for the food. I'm prepping the food. I'm cooking. I'm serving at your event. Like, you know what I mean? I'm buying quality meat. I'm not just buying any meat from any carniceria, you know, like you get what you pay for, you know, but I don't know.
Do you guys do catering still or not really? I mean, are you just kind of
not anymore.
Back?
You know what? He got sick with cancer. So I had to really focus on him. I mean, he's cancer-free now, but with our kids and everything, like, no one wanted to take over, like, the way I would run it, and I'm a control freak, so I was just like, you know, I mean, I have people that'll still hit me up, like, hey, Nadine, can you do a party for me? And I mean, I'll go and I'll do an event, but as far as, like, throwing myself out there like that before, I mean, I'm not even joking. I used to make, like, $6,000 in 1 month.
Yeah.
Just
no,
off of working Saturday and Sunday. That's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or even
and
in one
Cali's
weekend.
A whole different onda. I mean, I'm pretty sure that, you know,
oh,
people...
Oh, so much more expensive.
We live in the country out here, so...
Oh, so much more expensive. You would be surprised. People do taco parties out here for weddings, everything. Like, all the time.
I love the Cali people that are moving over here. Man, money is not an option. I'm telling you. We just moved from California. Oh, really? It'll be $3,000. You know, a couple of showers,
my cousin just moved to Elm. I think it was Elm. She moved, her and her fiance moved out of here. They were born and raised in California. Everybody's moving out there. So all of our family migrated from Texas out this way. Now they're all moving back. So I don't know. It's expensive out here. That's for sure.
I mean, it's the cost of living.
The cost of living, whew. Well, we pay a lot of taxes. You know what I mean? But cost of living, like if you were to get a house out here just to rent a house, say a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house with a, like, let's say a 2-car garage, you're spending at least anywhere in rent, okay? And this is going to probably blow you away. Anywhere from $2,500, okay, to $3,500, I mean. So I saw a 1-bedroom condo in an area that's a ritzy area. It's called Yorba Linda. I'm not even joking. I was like, are you kidding me? People got to be crazy. 1-bedroom, 1-bath, 1-car garage for $2,550 a month. I swear to you. I was like, that's insane.
No, that's crazy.
The housing
that's crazy.
Is
that's why people from
expensive.
Cali, they sell a house over there. They over there, they come and they buy a mansion. You know what I mean?
That's how my cousin and her fiance were able to buy a house because they had to move out there. I'm not even joking. I have one cousin. She's a single parent. She's saving money right now. She's planning on buying a house in Texas. She says, I'm going to go out that way because there's jobs out there, you know, in her line of industry that she works in. And she's like, I'll just transfer to a university out there because she works in the medicine field. And she's like, you know what? I'll just transfer out there, buy a house. I can afford to buy a house out there. I will never own a house in California. It's too expensive. It's outrageous.
It's crazy. I mean, from what I've heard, I don't know. I mean, I meet a lot of people day in and day out. You know,
it is.
They're coming from Cali, and you'll be surprised. They're well off here. Like, starting off, just well off, comfortable.
Yeah.
You know?
You're like, dang. Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, it's very different. Now, what are your hours of operation that you want me to list you for? Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday, let's say from 8 to 5.
Okay, those are good hours. And what forms of payments do you accept?
Venmo, check, or cash.
Okay.
I haven't set up a PayPal or anything like that.
What about Zelle?
I also do the Square. I do Square. Oh, Zelle as well. I also do Square, you know, where I send invoices.
Okay, so that's with credit cards?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, awesome. And then I'll put Zelle. Okay, good. So then tomorrow I'm going to run the card, Carlo, at 1 o'clock. And then as soon as I run it, I'm going to call you to make sure you got your receipt. And then just as a reminder, letting you know about your client interview. Okay?
Okay.
And you're all set? All right?
Man,
any other questions?
I really appreciate it. I don't give people the time of day. So I'm glad that you guys gave me a call. Thank you for the
You are so welcome. You are so welcome.
And
yes,
ma'am.
It's been a real
pleasure. Have a blessed day.
You too.
It's been a pleasure. And thank you for taking me back home, all right?
Oh, you are so welcome. Okay. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Happy birthday, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.